Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Every month, I have the pleasure of interviewing the expert who's on the cover of Soar to Success magazine that month. It was such a delight for me to spend time talking with Karen Cupp. So stay with us. I know you're going to enjoy this interview. Welcome to the call, Karen.
Pat, thank you so much for having me.
I'm very excited for our audience to have an opportunity to learn more about you and everything that you're up to. So why don't you go ahead and start by telling us a little bit about what you do and then, more importantly, the why that you do it.
Oh, I'd love to, Pat. The what I do is I focus to help small to medium-sized businesses tackle those limiting factors that they have in their business, and which unfortunately oftentimes is them. The good news in a business is that as the entrepreneur, as the visionary, we are the reason the business came into being and grows, but oftentimes we're also the limiting factor. So by helping a business owner grow, they also will help their business grow, and not just in dollars and cents, but the quality of life for their business and themselves.
Yes, that is so, so true. I know I've experienced that at times myself. So tell me why it is that you do this.
As an entrepreneur myself, for many years, I started in business for myself in 94. With a brick and mortar business. And I found that I just wished that I had someone that could help me be encouraged, could challenge me, could help me think outside the box. So that's really the why that I do it, is I wished I'd had that then. And as a connector and encourager, I want to be that help for entrepreneurs and business owners that I wished I would have had then.
Yes, that sounds true. So tell us about your whole past starting in 1994, just a quick synopsis of where you came from and how you gained all this wisdom that you have.
I'd love to. I came from Texas to Southern Illinois to start a most unlikely business for a woman, which was in the pawn shop business. Helping people buy and sell things, helping people get the monies they needed. And I learned a lot there that people don't need to be judged. They need you to care about what their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
I often said I felt like I should have had a psychology degree or a counseling degree, because I spent many hours at the counter encouraging and counseling and supporting my customers.
So I just, for my own information, would love to know how you went from Texas to Southern Illinois. Was there some reason why?
As usual, there was a man involved.
A man.
A man involved who said, hey, I'd like to go back to my hometown, and I know how to buy and sell things, so why don't we start a pawn shop? And I said, a what? Will we eat? Will we have a place to live? And he said, oh yeah, we will. So we are three small children and a big dog packed everything that we had and moved here in February of 1994 and to start a dream that grew bigger than I could have ever imagined.
And what do you mean by that? How big is it?
Well, we have four stores in two different states.
Mm-hmm.
And the company employs, I'm still indirectly involved with the company, has over 40 employees, which translates into probably 100 families if you extrapolate out. And and part of what we're known for is the core values that we taught our kids and then we teach the community.
Yes. Okay. So tell me what happened from there then.
From there, I had a need to grow. I've always been a lifelong learner, a reader, a voracious reader, a connector at heart. And so in about 2008, I decided to venture out to further help businesses. And I went to work for the Small Business Development Center here based at Southern Illinois University.
Okay.
I ran a program called Operation Bootstrap, which was an entrepreneurial startup venture that helped. It was kind of a 6-week program, helped entrepreneurs either from startup, how do you figure the legal structure, how do you define your prices and your market, to those who had a family business who wanted to expand and make it a bigger footprint. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I found that the market or the vehicle at the Small Business Development Center is you come into my brick and mortar building Monday through Friday, and I'll guide you. Mm-hmm. But I believe that your entrepreneur, your business owner needs you to come out into the trenches where they are. Mm-hmm. To see, give them a big old hug, kick in the butt, you know, you can do it. And so one of my aspirations was that I wanted to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So I met a lot of great people, and many people later said, you know, you believed in me. Mm-hmm. You believed that I could do it.
Sometimes that's what people need, is someone else reminding them that they should believe in themselves, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Business owners, to start a business is such a courageous venture. Mm-hmm. To take on that courageous leap that many people don't want to take. They want to have a job, they want to have a career, but they don't take that leap. And so I want to be that encourager for them.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So now tell me where your path led you from there then.
From there, I spent just a short time at the Business Development Center. And as I left there, I realized that I wanted to make a difference in people's lives. And I was often found myself at the center of being a connector. If somebody needed something, needed to meet somebody, I wanted to go out and find that and get it for them. And so I took and built on my connections, having been in my own business I'm a member of Toastmasters. So I took those communication skills and just went on the hunt to help people by connecting them to the answers or solutions they were looking for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so then what? Is that where we are now?
That's actually where we are now. Of course, I took a little deviation. I'm also a licensed realtor and been involved in, you know, community organizations such as Rotary and Toastmasters. But I've landed here, and in 2015, I got my coaching certification with John Maxwell.
Okay.
I decided to take that leap, that monetary leap, and did all the homework and went to Orlando and arrived there with 2,500 other people. And I went, oh my gosh, I have found my tribe. I'm home.
That is so great when that happens.
It really is. And I realized that these people were all about, they just understood the same things that I did, and they were about helping people. And I remember meeting John Maxwell and him talking about having been in, you know, been a minister for all those years. And he realized that he said, I need to be out in the world teaching leadership. Mm-hmm. Not behind the doors of a church. And it really impacted me, because I really felt like he was creating this dynamic of, we need to be in the world reinforcing leadership and value systems amongst people.
Yeah. Wow. Fantastic. So it's been 3 years almost that you've done that, huh?
It has. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you enjoy the most about what you do?
Well, what I mostly enjoy is, as I've started, I run what's called masterminds, which are helping people create their own solutions. Mm-hmm. People coming to the table to share their concerns, and they're so surprised when people aren't just telling them what they should do, but listening and giving feedback about what it's possible that they can do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's what, when the light goes off and they realize that, I remember a specific lady recently, and she came to the first meeting, and she actually cried. And she said, "I didn't know there was a group like this that I could share and could be honest and genuine." And she said, "Do you think I could be part of this?"
Wow, that's powerful. No wonder you like that. So tell me the vision you have for your company then.
The vision that I have is to continue to multiply, and I use the word multiply, the groups that are out there specifically for, in the traditional source of maybe masterminds can also be just using a book as a study, as a source of guidance, but to actually create what I call a peer advisory group.
Mm.
Imagine if you're at the table with six people that you meet with on a monthly basis, and they are your private board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
You're not giving them the key to the vault or the key to your, you know, the key to your desk, but you can pour out the things that you're working on, and you can trust that they're going to push back.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to let you, you know, hide behind your own fears.
Mm-hmm.
And so the goal is to develop both the masterminds in the tradition, like a book sense, but to really have the peer advisory groups that not only span within my own drivable market space, but also due to the ability to have virtuality to go across the nation.
Yeah.
And maybe across the world.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, so you could use a platform like Zoom, for example, right, to have those meetings?
Absolutely. I was just on a mastermind training meeting this morning, and there were 20 people from literally all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just powerful to think about the communication. And it's not about excuses, it's about solutions. Yeah. And that's what I love about it as well.
Yeah, that is so cool. So is there anything else that you want to share with our audience?
Well, I think that the number one thing I would like to share is that in our world today, we can be about the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And when you adopt a platform of be about the solutions, the possibilities are endless.
So give me an example of what you mean.
Well, in my own experience with working with you, I actually found you because I reached out there. I didn't know how to do the technology, the marketing, the videography. And through just having that desire to say, well, I don't have to do it all. I don't have to be the all in all. I have to be willing to be vulnerable and to be genuine and look for the solution. So, you know, in meeting you and talking to other people that had used you, it was a great opportunity for me to grow and to make new connections, to make new friends.
Mm-hmm. Great. Cool. I love that I was part of that. Okay. So one thing that I ask everyone on this podcast is to give me three traits that you think are important for people to soar to success. So when you see someone or meet them for coaching or as part of your group, are there three things that you notice about people that if they have that, you know for sure they will soar to success?
Oh, absolutely. I loved that. I love that question. I think the number one trait is the willingness to grow and develop. As long as we're willing to grow and to develop, the possibilities are endless.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
I think the second one is to be a genuine desire to help others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are, when we get outside of our own fears or limiting factors within ourselves, and we're really focusing on how can I help someone else?
Mm-hmm.
What God-given talents and gifts have I been given that I can maybe open a door for someone? That's a trait of someone that a person wants to soar to success wants to know. Wants
yeah.
to and I guess the third one is respect.
Mm-hmm.
Respect for other people's talents and gifts, and respect for yourself, that you confidence that you have something to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And we oftentimes want to think, well, gosh, you know, that's being proud or what have you. But if you're holding back on what you have to offer, you're robbing someone of something they are looking for.
That is so true. That's a statement that I use a lot with people who are nervous about being on camera, and just remind them that there are people waiting to hear your message. And if you don't go do it, they're going to lose out.
Yes.
Yeah. So how can people get in touch with you?
I'd love them to check out my website, KarenCup.com.
Okay.
And to check out the Biz TV, Midwest Biz TV.
Okay.
That is there. And if they want to give me a shout out at an email, I'm at Karen@KarenCup.com.
Okay. Perfect.
And I've got a cool number to remember is 618-925-GOLD.
Hey, love that. Very good. Well, thank you so much for being on this call with me today. It was really a joy to talk to you, just like it always is. And I wish you great success.
Good deal, Pat. Thank you so much. And likewise to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit SoarToSuccessMagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.